Good day, ladies and gents. You are listening to Recovery 101 Masterpiece Radio. This program is based loosely on 12-step recovery programs. The format is less like a meeting and more so like having a coffee and chatting about various crap afterwards. The meeting after the meeting, as it were. That's right, folks. Another show is here brimming over with recovery. So remember, we used to suffer from insanity, but now we do so enjoy it. So please sit back, relax, partake, and thank you so much for your support, likes, and comments at recovery101.net. It's listeners like you that keep us in the garage and off the blues.
Thank you to Lori Faith for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANEOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAMOUSE.
Or the Anons.
Or the Anons. We don't even speak that well when we're speaking for ourselves.
Sometimes we do.
Welcome to Recovery 101, which I did not do last show. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Yeah, I forgot to introduce ourselves last show.
Everybody knew who we were.
Maybe.
We're like the Cheers of the internet, where everybody knows our name.
Yeah, you know what? If you go to a bar where everyone knows your name, you're a freaking alcoholic. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Norm wasn't an alcoholic. He just liked beer.
Well, do you know that supposedly the guy that was the producer, God's calling, the guy that was a producer of that show was, or someone, a producer or an executive producer, was in the program, and that the song is really about a meeting.
Yeah, it's not about a
You know, you want to go where everybody knows your name. You want to go where everyone's problems are the same.
The Peanut Gallery. Okay, we got Mark on the phone. We got the Peanut Gallery riling
trying
up
to
Theo
trying to get
next door.
Trying to get the dog next door to...
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a sponsee.
Come
on. Had to answer.
There you go.
Awesome. So...
So?
The holidays are coming up.
Yeah, I know. Can we not talk about it?
Why?
I've gotten to the point where the only part of the holiday I really, really like is Christmas Eve, because that's when the Christmas service is at church. That's the focus of the season for me. Everything else just stresses me out.
You realize everything we have going on between now and the end of the year?
Yeah, and it all stresses me out.
We've got Bruce's birthday and Bruce's birthday.
Yeah, I'm stressing
about that
already.
Oh, that's coming
up
soon, too. Soon.
At Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's stressing me out, too. Yeah.
Pearl Harbor Day.
That doesn't stress me out. Because it already happened, and I don't need to, like, do anything.
New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve?
That stresses me out.
Christmas?
Really?
Eve and day.
Why does New Year's Eve stress you out?
Yeah.
I don't know. Cause like
New Year's
Eve
is awesome.
To do something on New Year's Eve, but
it has a song.
They all have a song.
I know.
Come on, Christmas doesn't have a song.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Okay, can we move on now, please? This is nothing. Shut up. You really want to sleep on the couch tonight, don't you?
Ooh.
She doesn't like my guilty pleasure Christmas song.
He's allowed to play it between the day after Thanksgiving and the day after Christmas. And that's it.
See, I wasn't even playing it just now.
Either one of them. I hate both of your favorite
songs. You
know
songs. What it is? Wham, Last Christmas. They don't even know. See? They don't even know. How about All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey.
No, that's the other one that's banned.
You don't know that one either? Oh, my God. The Peanut Gallery. They have no musical taste.
One of the Peanut Gallery members doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Do you know the version?
He has,
you know what?
He has two kids. Of course he does.
Would be horrible as if they knew the version of Last Christmas. Or I mean, of All I Want for Christmas Is You with Mariah Carey and Justin Bieber.
Okay, that's a sign of the apocalypse.
It is.
Right there.
You know what that means?
Why?
It's a sign of the apocalypse. Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. It was kind of a wimpy sounding.
Yeah, but it'll be really loud and clear on the board.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Here's a story. Oh, I should give I should give some shout-outs.
Same shout-outs as last show.
Yeah, Amber, Megan, Mark P., Georgette, John K., Stryker, Bill, Carol, Fran, Randy, Elizabeth, Katie, Uck, Brian, Phil K., Ron, Nora, Natalie, Phil M., Pete, Brian, Deborah, and Greg.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Aww.
Is there a puppy involved?
There is a puppy involved.
There had to be.
And
is there a puppy or a baby?
This is in Philadelphia, home of the 12-Step Gazette.
Is it West Philadelphia?
Born and raised.
On the playground where it spent most of its days?
Yeah, mostly. A local family in Philadelphia reunited with their missing dog.
Oh.
That was found in Oregon.
What? Oh. How did it get to Oregon?
Well, Gidget.
Gidget?
Gidget.
Oh, is that the dog?
The Jack Russell Terrier arrived at the Philly airport from Oregon on Tuesday. Dog's family was excited to get her back. It appeared Gidget had her own plans, because this is the reunion that almost didn't happen.
What did Gidget do?
They bring the dog out. The handler brings Gidget out so Gidget could run and reunite with her family.
And Gidget does
He
what?
Lets the dog go. Dog heads straight for the parking lot. And fortunately, some sky cabs, the guys that move around luggage and stuff, were able to grab the dog because they were afraid it was going to get run over. Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah. Here's your dog back.
Here's your dog. Oh, man.
Oh.
So someone in Portland found this dog in a suburb called Tualatin. I've been there many times. And took it to an animal shelter to see if it was tagged, and it was. And no one has any idea how the dog got there, because this is clear across the country.
The people didn't notice it wasn't eating?
Wasn't what?
The people didn't notice their dog was gone?
Oh, no, they knew their dog was gone. Had run away in, like, the neighborhood, and someone must have picked up the dog who was moving to Oregon, and then the dog got away from them. So, anyway, they refer to this as, it's kind of a Disney story, with the exception of it almost getting run over in the parking lot.
It's the incredulous journey.
I have no idea what that story was really about, because I was sitting here the whole time with the Gidget theme song going through my head, which I actually, strangely enough, know the words to.
What is the Gidget theme? Because it's been so long.
There's only one line I can't remember, because it's, if you're in doubt about angels being real, we're going to change the that you feel. Wait till you see my Gidget. You want her for your Valentine. You're going to say she's all that you adore, but stay away. Gidget is spoken for. You're going to find that Gidget is mine.
Wow. And you know what's funny? Even with you singing that, I don't recognize it at all.
You never watched Gidget?
I did watch Gidget, but I don't recognize that song even a little bit.
I love that show.
It does that song does not have the staying power like Welcome Back.
Shut up.
Your dreams were your ticket.
You know, that one doesn't. Welcome the only back. Reason that one is staying power
the
is because the two of
place
you won't
that
shut
you
up.
Laughed about.
Though the names
if
have
I
all
said,
changed since you've been around.
Here's the story. That one has staying power.
You know what? I got to tell you this. I was watching. There was some. They were making a new pilot, and it had. What's his name? Helmsley. Sherman Helmsley was going to be in this, and it was going to be a new sitcom. And the guy who was the warm-up guy says, I want to check and see how intelligent our audience is. He goes, I am going to hum the melody of the number one show in the country. And I want to see if you guys know what it is. So he starts to hum this tune. Nobody in the audience gets it. And he goes, that's from the Bill Cosby show. Nobody gets it. He goes, now, I'm going to say three words and see how many of you get this. And he goes, here's a story. Everyone chimes in. He goes, I knew it was going to be that kind of crowd.
Yeah.
Dumb crowd. Oh, I found this one. It's from?
Florida.
Florida.
By the way, this is all you need to know about young people in the program.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said last show, both of our peanut galleries sitting there just staring at their phone. One of them has not looked up from his phone for an hour. I can't imagine what's so fascinating.
This is from the Volusia County Jail.
The what?
Volusia County Jail.
Okay.
Being obese may have its advantages. if you're getting arrested.
Why?
Well, this guy learned how to throw his weight around. No pun intended. Deputies responded to a domestic situation, and they were going to jail a naked Apopka man.
A what?
Identified as Howard Hendricks, the Orlando Sentinel said. So that's apparently around Orlando, Florida. This guy is over 6 feet tall and weighs 500 pounds.
Wow.
Tough to get his hands behind his back.
That's a big guy.
Well, what he decided to do was drop himself on the ground and just not move.
That'll work.
So the two cops, spent about 45 minutes trying to get him over to where the car is, dragging him. But, you know, not so easy to drag 500 pounds of dead weight. As they get him to the car, they realize there's no way he's going to fit through the door of the car. So they call for the paddy wagon, which is like a van. The paddy wagon comes. It's only got one working door on the back. They can't get him in the paddy wagon either.
Okay.
Now it's been an hour and a half. They can't get him in.
Did he just take a nap?
No, he just laid there. And
I have the solution.
They arrested him and released him on his own volition, said he couldn't go back into the house, but they released him on his own volition that he would come back to court.
On his own volition?
Or whatever they call it. On your own...
recognizance.
Okay, on your own recognizance.
Tie a rope around his ankle and around the hitch on the back of the car.
And start driving?
And start driving. He'll get up.
Yeah.
Starts slow so he has an opportunity.
He'll get up and he'll start
skipping.
Oh,
this is
like
creepy,
a rock.
That's right.
Creepy and sad at the same time. You might want to play taps for this one.
I've lost my... Oh, there's my kazoo.
Teen collapses in an Ohio haunted house and dies.
Oh my gosh, you've got us playing. Oh.
16-year-old girl.
What, did she get scared?
With a pre-existing medical condition, had a heart attack and died in a haunted maze in a place where she was going to see her father play music in a band performance.
How sad. Why would they let a kid with a pre-existing condition go into what if they knew she had a heart condition?
This was the Land of Illusion Haunted Scream Park in Middleton, Ohio.
Why did she get taps? Was she in the service?
She collapsed in one of the haunted attractions and died despite the efforts of her mother who tried to do CPR on her.
That'd be creepy.
That'd be horrible.
You know what'd really be bad? There's a number of people who walk through and tell you it's the best haunted house they ever went into. They even had some girl who pretended to die.
Yeah. They're like, that girl really looked dead.
Yeah. It was so real.
That's horrible. Why did they let her go through?
They said they can't really release a final thing until a toxicology exam comes back in, but the girl's mother doesn't expect it to be anything different from that.
She was scared to death?
Literally.
The mother said that Christian will be in our hearts forever. We ask the community to remember her as the kind of beautiful young person she was. Now it's time to reflect on the joy she brought to so many. So there you go. That was from Amber.
Okay.
Brian.
Who's Brian?
We know who Brian is.
Oh, that's right.
We met Brian at the Recovery 101 convention.
What do you think is the number of drinks per week that you would have to consume to be in the top 10% of drinkers?
30.
How many? They say 6-7 shots in the peanut. In the top 10% of
drinkers.
Top
10% would be...
30.
In a week.
48.
In a week.
48, he says. I say 30.
8/5. 74.
Okay.
To make the top 10.
10 drinks a day.
That's not even a good weekend. 74?
10 drinks a day?
74 drinks?
Lightweight.
10 drinks a day?
That's
I
like...
I was drinking almost 2/5.
Well, you know what that would
a
be?
A day.
You know what the equivalent of that would be?
What?
18 bottles of wine.
Yeah. That's not much.
She used to drink wine out of the box.
Yeah.
5 liters at a crack. Yeah, well, you're a real alcoholic. Here's some interesting stats that came from that thing. 87.6% of people 18 or older reported they drank alcohol at some point. 17 Duh. Million adults age 18 and older have alcohol use disorders. 88,000 Americans die every year from alcohol-related causes. More than 10% of U.S. children live with parent with an alcohol problem.
Yep.
In 2006, alcohol misuse problems cost the United States an estimated $223.5 billion.
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 But it's okay because it's legal.
This is from Fran. This is really kind of strange.
Strange that it's from Fran or strange story?
This is strange overall. Mystery shuttle lands.
Huh?
Mystery shuttle lands.
Did it take off?
After 2 years.
Where is it from? A mystery what? Huh?
It's an Air Force shuttle. It looks sort of like a miniature version of a space shuttle.
Okay.
It's been on a top secret mission, apparently. 2 year long.
Rather successful.
Flying around. What the shuttle was doing remains a mystery. U.S. Air Force says it's a space plane.
Classified.
It's known as the Orbital Test Vehicle. Performs risk reduction, experimentation, and concept of operations development for reusable space vehicle technologies.
That means it was spying on us.
I was going to say, you know, the...
That was a long sentence of meaning nothing.
The conspiracy theory is that these things are collecting massive amounts of data for all over the globe. They are called... They lift off on an Atlas V, and it's called the X-37B. It's not the first one. There's been numerous ones, and there's another one ready to launch any day now.
Are these manned or unmanned?
Unmanned. They can fly by themselves. They can land by themselves. They're apparently controlled by somebody on the ground and with autopilot features.
It's like the planes in Terminator. Skynet. Skynet is coming.
Yes. Absolutely. Cape Canaveral is where they're launching them from.
Cape what?
Canaveral. This is one from me. I found a lot of them from
Florida.
Florida. The big payoff on this is actually near the beginning, which is kind of a bummer. But big rig with 44,000 pounds of Miller High Life was stolen from an Orlando truck stop.
Now that's a good party.
The truck driver broke down in tears while telling Channel 9 about the thieves, who drove off with his semi-truck full of the beer.
Yeah, it would be too.
From Orange County, not California, but from Florida. He says, "I love that beer." He's quoting, "I love that beer. It's so damn sad that people that also love it won't be able to drink it now."
Yeah, he was prevented from making a humanitarian gesture by shipping that beer all over the place.
He's this guy Van Thomas is trying to live the American dream.
Driving a truck
after
full of
years
beer
as a trucker, he bought a semi 3 weeks ago and made a company of his own. This was his first run.
Oh, geez.
A 44,000 beers stolen.
Where was the closest university?
Yeah, I was wondering that too. Was traveling from Texas to Pompano Beach. He was at the very last stop he was stopping at before arriving at his destination. And along came a band of thieves. He said he saw his truck driving out of the parking lot.
That's horrible. I hope he gets another contract. Jeez.
He goes, "I don't mean to cry about it, but I'm just trying to do the best I can and make a better life." And then, of course, there's the beer.
Which is also trying to just make a better life.
Yes, and they stole my beer.
It's just so devastating, he said. a month ago, 180,000 eggs were stolen. They're pretty sure it was not by the same guys. And, in the middle of the interview, he gets a call telling him the truck and most of the cargo had been gotten. He goes, "Oh my God, that's beautiful."
Oh,
a happy ending. Oh.
The truck was found in Miami.
Yeah, but the important thing is the beer was saved.
It says there's no word on whether the robbers knew that it was the champagne of beers, Miller High Life.
I have no response to that.
Phil M.
Film.
Film.
Film. He sent in the case for drinking as much coffee as you damn well please.
Yes.
Dr. Peter Martin says, quote, what I tell patients, if you like coffee, go ahead and drink it as much as you want and as you can. Because there's all kinds of things that it's good for.
Such as?
The most recent findings support coffee as a panacea. Will make their premiere this December in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Coffee, researchers found, appears to reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, because it gives you lots of energy, so you're running around doing stuff, so you don't gain weight, and if you were genetically predisposed to it,
increases your blood glucose level and increases insulin resistance. There have been other studies that showed that, and they said that that's complete crap.
Why is this news? I'm just wondering. Mark and I are falling asleep over here.
Because it's just talking about all the things that are good about drinking coffee. Let's see, what else was there? They say the whole thing is completely revivable. It's a 20-year study. And they said this is for drinking black coffee, though. If you put other stuff in it, then it doesn't help you out. But everyone has talked about how bad coffee is for you. It's got a lot of things. It functions as a pain reliever. Coffee extracts create things in your mouth to help fight germs. This is for if you want to drink a lot of freaking coffee.
I have one case for drinking a lot of coffee, and that's because I like it.
And it wakes It wakes you the F up.
Yeah, we need some right now because Mark and I are snoozing off. No offense, film.
Tea
really
does none of these things.
Okay.
Tea that they've always said is better for you than coffee.
No, tea is better for you, but it has flavonoids. It has, like, antioxidants. That's why.
And you can drink it with jam and bread.
Yes, you can.
Okay. This is another big story.
Is there a puppy in it?
No, there's a baby in it.
Ah, see, I told you, puppies and babies.
A dead baby.
Aww.
How do you make a dead baby float?
Her baby died during birth, but the mom asked if she could...
Two scoops of dead baby and a glass of 7-Up.
Oh, jeez, Mark.
Her baby died during birth, but the mother asked if she could please hold him. It was her final chance for saying goodbye. Grieving mother Kate Ogg, they gave up saving her premature baby. They did everything they could. They couldn't save it. She tearfully held her lifeless son, who was born at 27 weeks, only weighed 2 pounds. How much she loved him and cuddled him tightly, not wanting to let him go. He had a twin. Little Jamie had a twin that was born okay. The sister Emily, Emily was the twin, and she just wanted to hold him. And... they had tried to keep the baby alive for 20 minutes. They were not allowed. They could not do it. She wanted to hold him. She wrapped him in a blanket and held him for 2 hours. Didn't want to let him go.
I think I know where this is going.
Suddenly, there was a gasp of air from the baby.
I knew that was going to happen.
It was just, and the doctors just dismissed it as a reflex action. The startled mother gave him a little breast milk on the tip of her finger and stuck it to his lip, and he started breathing normally. I thought, oh my God, what's going on? A short time later, he opened his eyes. It was a miracle. And the doctor said, it's clearly a miracle because this kid was dead. And
apparently he was only mostly dead.
The doctor kept shaking his head saying, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I've never seen this happen before. And
Aww.
How's little Lazarus doing today?
Lazarus. Remember the dog?
Yeah.
Yes.
From the Boozy News a couple shows ago?
Yeah.
They euthanized him. The dog gets right back up.
Yeah. And the dog's name was Lazarus.
The dog's name is Lazarus. Let's see.
Is the Boozy News over yet at 24
minutes? This is the last one. Okay, I got to throw this in from Bill P. Elizabeth Pena. You know who that is?
Vaguely, because you told me about it earlier.
She was in the movies La Bamba and Rush Hour.
She's dead.
And also on Modern Family.
Yes.
She died of alcoholism. Because they didn't know what it was, but it came out. She died
That's
at Cedars-Sinai.
Too bad.
Okay, last one's from me. Florida.
Yeah.
Florida! Woman masturbates on the highway.
And?
A woman was arrested for giving drivers a free show by masturbating while driving in her convertible car.
Some drivers might think that's public service.
Drivers even pulled illegal U-turns just to catch a glimpse of her.
Oh, geez.
35-year-old woman was arrested on May 26th for masturbating while driving on Highway 484 in Ocala, Florida, in what could only be called a micro miniskirt. Witnesses told authorities that Holden had slowed traffic for more than 30 minutes before deputies arrived. Witnesses also said that honking car horns only seemed to encourage her.
Well, she's an exhibitionist, clearly.
A trucker questioned at the scene described her as using a variety of toys.
Oh, my gosh. So this was premeditated.
Public
masturbation.
He was quoted as saying, "We get a pretty good view from up here in the semi."
I'll bet he did. Is this video going to appear on YouTube any day now?
I don't know. It might. Not my friends.
Thank
this
God.
The end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Wow, the lamest dudes ever.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
At SoberWillHappens.com.
Shelly, you got a topic. Shelly is topic city the last few shows.
Yeah, I'm tired city right now. Because I was yawning hugely through most of the boozy news, which is probably why I didn't comment so much, because I was too busy taking in large amounts of oxygen.
It was a stellar news report.
It was really sneezy.
It had everything. It had death. It had rebirth. It had life. It had beers getting stolen. It had people dying in haunted houses. I mean, come on.
And a puppy.
The puppy was last time.
Oh, never mind then.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was the first story. And a puppy.
It was that long ago.
And a puppy.
Yeah, it was that long ago. It feels like it was on the last show. Topic. Continuing with our
A-series.
With our A-series, yes, on traditions.
The A-list.
The traditions are shamefully ignored. Autonomy. What is it? Why are we messing it up? Why doesn't anybody understand the concept of autonomy?
How can you mess it up?
Well, you can mess it up pretty good around
How?
Here.
Well, give us an example.
How?
Example. We have a club here that has something that they call the Umbrella Group.
We have two clubs.
I know, but one of them's going bye-bye next week, so... And what they do is all the meetings are under the umbrella of the club. Now,
the
traditions clearly state we're not affiliated with any outside entity.
Right.
Right.
The clubs themselves are businesses owned.
By definition, are an outside entity.
Right. And they're owned by people in the program, but they are not, They're separate. It's a business.
Right.
And these meetings all group together under this umbrella and report to and are affiliated with this business.
Right.
That is, technically, those meetings can't call themselves AA meetings because they are violating the traditions. And yet they do. And nobody seems to care. And every time they take a vote on it or discuss it or anything, everybody just blindly follows along like sheep and says, oh, yeah, let's have the umbrella group. No.
I didn't vote for that.
I didn't vote for it either.
Isn't that their right to do?
You can take a group conscience,
autonomous?
But you cannot violate the traditions
why?
Like that.
They're
call yourself an AA group.
Why? They're autonomous.
But they're also calling, they're autonomous, but they can't be, no, they're not autonomous. They're reporting to this club.
Because that's what they choose to do.
But we are, this specifically says in the traditions, we are not affiliated.
How does this affect AA as a whole?
Well, I don't know, Mark. I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Wait. I can tell you. I don't know about AA as a whole, but I can tell you how it does affect AA. For instance, the meeting that we're at would have no chips. It doesn't have any literature.
Yeah, it doesn't have any literature.
There's no literature at it. If you want to get, like, that meeting, the way it's setting, could never use money donated to, say, donate a big book to a newcomer because there are no big books, and all the money is supposed to go to the umbrella group.
The club, basically.
The club. And the club then decides how much to donate to central office.
Okay.
Which I think is a little creepy as it is, because you have a business entity deciding how much money they want to send to central office and how much they want to keep for themselves.
So, a typical seventh tradition in your Tuesday meeting collects how much?
Anywhere from $15 to $20. It's a small meeting.
Okay. What would the rent be if you had to pay the full rent on a weekly basis at that club?
We do. We pay. It's $13.
$13.
Okay.
And then we're supposed to give the remainder to the club.
Do all of the meetings pay $13?
No. Bigger meetings pay more.
Okay. Because the bigger meetings help to support the smaller meetings.
Right. But let's say the bigger meeting, let's say their rent is $25 or $30, and they collect $70. That money goes all to the umbrella group, and the umbrella group decides how much they're going to donate to central office.
Okay. What do they do with the rest of it?
Keep it.
For what?
It's a business. They make a profit. That's their money.
It's their building.
Right. So we should be paying our rent, and then the remainder we should be allowed to keep for our own group to buy chips and coffee and do all that kind of thing.
Okay.
Right now, the only thing, technically what they say is, well, you give us all your money, we'll give you coffee, literature, chips, and all this stuff.
Okay.
They don't.
They don't give literature and chips at all.
They do none of that. The only thing they do is put one pot of coffee thingy in there. That's it.
Okay. Then is there a reason why you don't go and take money to purchase chips and literature?
We do, but we're not supposed to. If they find out...
No, we do.
We do. Our meeting does. But if they found out that we were doing that, they would kick our meeting out.
But yet they tell you they're going to supply it.
And they don't. I have to actually go in and ask, and then there have been a couple of times where they told me no when I went and asked for chips because our chip person wasn't there.
I said we should move this meeting to another location.
Sure, if you have a problem with it.
Matter of fact, we could have moved it to a location where the rent was $5 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could clearly not only cover everything with your meeting, but also donate more to central office. Because you'd be saving $8 or whatever every time just in rent.
Okay.
But we did not do that.
And the whole thing about the larger meetings supporting the smaller meetings is BS. We are fully self-supporting.
Through our own contributions.
Correct. If the smaller meetings can't cut it on their own, then they don't get to be there.
Then move the meeting.
That's what we had. We tried to vote on that.
And what happened?
In the group, and everybody was like, well, that's a great idea. Let's look into that. And we looked into it, and then everybody, it just kind of petered out.
Well, and plus, to be honest with you, if your rent's $5, you could have a really small meeting and still get away with it. But Mark knows, we've been to a meeting, you've been to it more than me, but we went to the milk and cookies meeting. It's only 4, 5, 6 people in that meeting.
That meaning collects about $25 to $30 a week.
Yeah. Not only do they collect a bunch of money, they buy fresh cookies and milk every time, and they donate to central office.
Now let me ask a question here, Mark.
Yes.
To Mark. Each group shall remain autonomous. It specifically says those words in the traditions. Mm-hmm. Why are you against that?
Well, how is it autonomous if it's in
you
a group?
You seem to think that this is okay.
Umbrella group.
I don't care.
And that's why the program is disintegrating.
It's all your fault, Mark.
It's your fault that you don't care about the traditions.
Okay.
Oh, no. Mark cares about traditions. He does. He's playing devil's advocate.
Well, then clearly we should just talk about who the lead out music is because
no he's but there's some I mean he has points but there's a level of devil's advocate there.
I think he's done
well yeah. if you think about it what you said is true. Every group is autonomous. By definition, you're not autonomous if all your shit goes to another group who is going to make decisions for you on where it goes.
If you made a decision to do that,
we as a group did not make a decision to do that. The club at various intervals has said we're having a club meeting, and then they had people vote on it, you know, whoever was there.
Yeah.
People that clearly don't understand the concept of autonomy, and because the club wants to make a profit, mm-hmm. they're not explaining this.
And how did you vote at that meeting?
I wasn't even sober then.
So this was like
long the last time it
I went
come
to
up,
that meeting.
It so did this, come up.
So I voted uh-huh. against it.
Yeah, it came up like 5 years ago again, mm-hmm. but I was working. So,
and did you bring up the question of autonomy?
You know why it came up again? Because of that very question. And I would tend to agree that I think it's that a lot of people, they just don't understand. And I'll tell you what. Mark is very familiar with how to get something passed in a meeting.
It's all in how you word the group conscience.
These guys basically said, we have this great idea. It's going to help pay for the meetings. It's going to help support the club. It's going to help support central office. And here's what we propose. All in favor, say aye.
Yeah.
And everybody says aye. No discussion.
As long as you can, I mean.
No Robert's Rules of Order.
I could get everybody in CA to vote to smoke crack on Thursdays. It's all in how you word the group conscience.
That's true.
But autonomy. I was in a meeting at a recovery hospital. A guy who had I sponsored, who went through that hospital, was there with me. And we had a break. Sat down after the break. They started doing chips and cakes and the speaker. And the guy who I was sponsoring wasn't in the meeting. Because he had had a disagreement with another patient while he was at that recovery hospital. And they had banned him from coming back there for 6 months. I said, that's not a problem, except for the fact you can't call this an open meeting of Cocaine Anonymous and not allow someone to come here for 90 minutes for the meeting.
Right.
And it turned into, even though I tried to calmly handle it and not make it be an issue.
Did you yell?
No, I actually
did. Did you speak forcefully?
I spoke, okay, maybe a little. But no, I just said, you know, you can't do this because the traditions, you know, the meeting's autonomous even from the location it's in.
Yes. We've had this discussion about other
recently.
Things
yeah.
where charter wants to do some.
Yeah, you know, so you don't get to call it an open meeting of a 12-step program and put it in the directory as an open meeting.
If you tell an alcoholic or addict they can't come.
They can't come because all are welcome.
As an example, at the 502 mm-hmm. Club, mm-hmm. if you've been 86th from the club mm-hmm. for whatever, mm-hmm. you got in a fight or something, mm-hmm. you can still go to meetings at the club, but you cannot hang out outside. And you can hang out outside during coffee break, mm-hmm. but you can't hang out when the meeting's not on. You can't hang out in the club.
Yep.
But they can't stop you from going to a meeting.
That's right. So where's the club issue with autonomy? You know, here's the thing. People agreed to do it. Okay, before you came, people agreed to do it.
Yeah.
This was agreed on by group conscience.
No, it wasn't a group conscience.
It was agreed on in a business meeting of the club.
Yes.
So you have a choice. They're walking out on us.
No, so they're going to talk over there so they don't bother us.
No.
So you have a choice.
Yeah.
You can stay or you can go.
Should I stay or should I go? If I stay, there will be trouble. If I go, there will be
trouble. If it's something
double.
That really bothers you, don't go back to the meeting. If there was a bar when you were drinking that you felt charged too much for the drinks, you'd go somewhere else. There are other meetings on Tuesdays to go to.
I was a fan of moving that one.
Yeah, I was too.
I suggested
it to the church. The thing is, by the time I knew that there was an umbrella group at the club, by then I was already ensconced in that meeting. And most of my friends go there. It was my home group. So it's like, now I have to totally get a new home group and a whole new group of friends.
Yeah, so?
I'm 46 years old. I ain't going to do that. I'm too old. Yeah, but you don't care about anything.
Hey, while it has nothing to do with autonomy.
Yeah.
There's a club, a second club in Covina, that, to be honest with you, was forged out of resentment of the other club. You know how that is. All you
need
is a location
and a coffee maker. Is it another club?
It's the other club.
Okay.
In town. And originally, people were upset that they didn't think recovery home people were contributing enough. So they went and made another club of which they said, we will not sign court cards here. Now, I'm not a fan of not doing that myself, but they did it. Until they started to seriously run out of money because they didn't have enough people going to their meetings. So suddenly they said, we're going to sign court cards now. And they found that, yes, some of the people coming to have their court card signed did actually donate generously because there's a lot of people that come in with a court card. They're not from a recovery home. They don't know. They put $5 in the basket because they don't know. And that kind of helped that
Bruce,
club go.
Bruce, you know, and I know, and I know other people who know, who still put $5 in the basket.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. That club took about half the people away from the original club in town.
Right.
So for a long time, both clubs were struggling tremendously.
Right.
The other ones talked about being closed several times.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to close it, and there's already a push to save it again. What do you think?
Why? I mean, the meetings that are there can go back to the other club if they want to, or they can
the original club.
The original
Can't
club.
Can't say the other club because the other club's name is
right.
The other club.
They can go back to the original club. Whatever.
And pay a lower rent because the umbrella group will help cover.
No, I think they both had umbrella groups.
It's based on the number of people
right.
in the meeting.
Right.
So I don't see any value in, you know, what's the phrase? It's divide and conquer. In this case, it was divide and die. Both of them are going
to
go under.
I told someone who called me, was talking about trying to save the other club. I said, do you remember when this other place opened, you took the pie that is Alcoholics Anonymous and now you split it basically in half or maybe two-thirds and a third, where a third of all people that attended meetings here now suddenly went somewhere else and you had two clubs in precarious financial situations. The other club is too small to have any meetings of any real size. Like, they don't have anything like the Friday night fashion show or the really, really big meetings of the area. And it's like, if that one closes, it makes the original club probably not have financial issues anymore. They can go back to the hours they originally had, which was like 6 a.m. to midnight. They haven't done that in years because they can't. They didn't have enough money. And I'm all for it. You know what? If it didn't make it, it didn't make it. It's just like we were talking about with meetings. If you don't come up with enough money in your meeting to keep your meeting going, that's on the group. I mean, it's not on everyone else to save it. We did a topic on that about a year ago. Meetings on life support. What do you do with them? If they don't make it, they don't make it. There's a reason they don't make it. So if this other club doesn't make it, there's a reason. Fini.
I think we've run out of things to say on autonomy, except the definition of autonomy.
Oh, I was going to say that would probably be good.
That would probably be helpful. It means stands alone, stands for itself, stands on its own.
Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand alone?
Alone, yes.
Stand
self-sufficient. By me. Self-sufficiency, oh, autonomous. I am an autonomous person. Well, no, I'm actually not because I don't make enough money. Bruce stand is stuck with me because I don't make enough money.
Stand by me.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Yeah, clearly. Okay, we need to wrap this up because all three of us are now falling asleep.
Mark,
this is like
I'm not falling asleep at all.
Bruce is fired up.
I'm ready to go to coffee. Mark.
What?
Who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
Runs the 12-step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
Create a fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. You'll send it to
that.
You via the United States Postal Service, which I haven't seen in a while.
Have the Postal
gotten
Service?
Gotten any? No. 12-step Gazettes.
Have we gotten any lately?
Yeah, we did. We got one
last month.
Yeah, we got one last month. I don't think he's... Oh, yeah. There. He's had some issues lately.
Physical.
Yeah.
Medical issues.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, we could all pray for Bruce from the 12stepgazette.com. That would
absolutely
be helpful.
Absolutely.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah,
but
I just
read online that the next one was going out, so.
Okay. So you'll get it. And if you have a sober living or a recovery home or someplace where many of us that gather, contact Bruce, and when he has one, he'll send it to you. To strew about the facility.
How about if I wanted to make one of my own?
You mean like a hat or a brooch? Or a
12-step Gazette.
A 12-step Gazette. I don't know. What would you do? What would you do, Bruce, if you wanted to make one on your own?
Well, I would do what they did in the Inland Empire, which is 12stepgazette.com/IE. And I would create my own, as our friends there did.
Would you really?
And if you want information on that, you can email Bruce.
And he'll let you know.
And he will let you know.
Perfect. He might not get back to you right away, though, because he's having some health issues.
Shelley? People are listening to the show, the really big show.
Wake up, Shelly.
Any way that you listen to the show, we really appreciate it.
We do.
But if you could go to our website, recovery101.net, click on one of the shows, click link. No, click like or permalink.
Link.
Link or permalink.
Click link.
Yes.
And you'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. that we appreciate it. That if you, I've lost my train of thought here. Holy crap. Just go to the website, click on the show, click like. If you're not a member, join. Podomatic, it's free.
And fun.
And you get lots of fun crap.
Shelly's brain has
left
the station.
And up at the top,
yes.
Up in the top, there is a button that says log in. If you click on log in, it will ask you if you'd like to log in with email or with Facebook. Mm-hmm. If you're Facebook friendly, you click Facebook. It'll log you right in using your Facebook stuff. If you're already logged into Facebook, that is.
And, further down, there's a little button that says PayPal.
There is a button that says PayPal.
And we need new equipment soon.
So if you would like to help out the show, you could always, if we did it like a meeting, you listen to the show, you like it, you could send us a buck on PayPal.
Or two.
Or five, like Mark said.
Yeah, or even 10. But,
yeah. We need an auctioneer right now.
Yeah, $25 bid. What are you
doing? Sold for $7.75.
Give me 30. Who would give me $30 bid? Woo! You never heard that song, The Auctioneer?
Wow. Shelly would be pretty good at that.
I loved that song. My dad used to play that on his guitar and we'd sing it.
Oh, well, you got to give us a snippet.
I just did.
A better snippet.
You have to listen to the show.
Who would give me 30? Who would make it 30? Who would give me 30? Who would make it 30? Who would give me 30? Who would give me $30 bid? Woo wee! $35 bid. Who would give me 40? Who would make it 40? Who would make it 40? Who would give me 40? Who would give me 40? Who would give me $40 bid? That's like the chorus, and throughout the song, the amount keeps going up.
That's a country song, isn't it?
Yes.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! If you are Facebook friendly, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. And if you want to be anonymous on Facebook, you can join the Recovery 101 group. And you have to ask to join. If you ask to join, you shall receive.
See, you got
if
a pretty mouth.
If you spam, ye Ew, shall be
like a big
booted.
Boy.
And
if you forget your train of thought because we're over here squealing like a pig.
If you want to send us one of those electronic mails, I think they call them email or something, you put it in that, you know, that thing on your desk, the thinking box. That's what I like to call it, the thinking box
with
the TV
typewriter,
attached
with
to
the
it.
Typewriter.
Yeah, you can send us one of them their emails to recovery101radioshow@gmail.com.
And you are just directing them all over the place. You are crossing the pig's tracks, boys. It is recovery101radio@gmail.com, not radio show.
Oh, that's a thing on Facebook. Okay, recovery101radio@gmail.com. And we've got videos.
I am sitting here watching a fucking Hee Haw episode.
We've got where's Minnie Pearl at? Where's Minnie Pearl? We've got videos at youtube.com/easy look and youtube.com/ you know you're a redneck when and youtube.com/ recovery 101 rule 62.
Don't dare take themselves so dang seriously.
We sure as
hell
don't.
Show not. Show not.
Shelly. Who's that? Who's that lead out music by tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Who?
How about Billy the Kids and the Lucky Poets?
Well, all right there, Cletus.
Well, everybody, Cletus. Try and leave it better than Cletus. You found it, and why don't you just be the example?
We's out.
Night, boys.
Get her done.
There comes a point in everybody's life when you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why, but your world has changed. Colors don't shine like they used to. Stars don't shine like they used to. I don't wanna get, I don't wanna get old, I don't wanna get old, I wanna stay young forever, forever. I don't wanna get, I don't wanna get old, I don't wanna get old, I wanna stay young forever, forever. There comes a point in everybody's life. When you're not as young as you used to be, and you'll wake one day and you just won't feel the same, and you won't know why.
but the world has changed. I don't wanna get, I don't wanna get on.